Our Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that we have with us today the Spirit of Truth. He is the Holy Spirit sent by the Lord. Lord, we ask that you would teach us today. We might understand those things that are given to us.
Yes.
And Lord, we would pray that you would make them real in our lives as well. So, Father, we just ask your help. In the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the question of the Holy Spirit has been brought up.
那我们刚才提到了关于圣灵的问题啊。
And I didn't want to necessarily get too far into the subject, but I think that there's some things that we need to explain that will help us to understand what we're talking about here.
对，我们不一定会有时间把所有关于圣灵的真理呢今天讲得很清楚。那我们会有一些事情我们今天可以先稍微介绍一下。
John said that he baptized with water.
约翰说呢他是用水施洗的。
Water is something you can see.
那水是你能看得见的。
The Holy Spirit you cannot see.
圣灵你却看不见。
So we're talking about not a thing either. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. The Holy Spirit is not a power.
所以圣灵不是一样东西啊，它也不是一个能力啊。
The Holy Spirit is a person.
圣灵是一个位格。
We read in scripture and we could make a long study and to prove that the Holy Spirit is God himself.
所以我们可以借着圣经通过查考圣经我们会得出一个结论圣灵就是神自己他是三位一体的神之一。
We read when the disciples would go out, they would baptize the disciples that would believe, they would baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们都知道神耶稣的门徒他们在施洗的时候呢包括我们今天施洗的时候都会说我们以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名义给你施洗。
Turn with me into the Gospel of John again, in John chapter 16.
我们再回到约翰福音的16章。
Well, first of all, John chapter 14, because,
我们先看14章。
Verse 15.
14章的15节。
If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师叫他永远与你们同在就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的因为不见他也不认识他
Now notice first of all he says there in verse 17
17节
that he is a person you know him The Lord Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as a person
所以17节讲到了就是他是一个他是一个圣灵是一个位格他说你们不见他也不认识他他是一个人是一个位格
Now, the Holy Spirit is a spirit, of course.
那当然了圣灵他是一个灵
So no one can see the Holy Spirit.
那没有人能够看见圣灵
But he's described here as the Spirit of Truth.
那这里被解释成了真理的圣灵
In other words, the idea of the Holy Spirit, when He comes, He will convince people of the truth.
所以圣灵 来的时候呢，他会给地上的人来证明真理。
We'll see that in chapter 16.
那十七章会告诉我们。
But the Lord Jesus is talking here about a relationship.
那耶稣基督在这里告诉我们一个关系。
See, the Holy Spirit is not just some power that comes upon people.
所以圣灵不是一个什么样的能力，覆盖在人身上的那个能力。
He's a counselor or comforter, one literally one who comes alongside.
所以他是那个保惠师，也就是那个安慰者，是那个在我们身边陪伴我们的那一个。
See, people have the concept of the Holy Spirit coming down on people.And in some places they speak with other tongues and all kinds of things that go on.
所以人们会有一个错误的认识，是好像圣灵就像一个特别大的能力突然下来照在你身上。所以有一些的基督的宗派呢，他们会出来，那我们要在这个里面，我要说方言，我们要显出各种的不同的事情来。
Now, so there's these things here. He's said here, he's a counselor or comforter. The word in Greek is paraklete, which means para meaning alongside, parallel to. That's what we get.
所以他是一个安慰者啊，是一个保惠师。那个希腊文的原文叫 paraklete. Para 这个词根的意思就是平行，就是跟随啊，就是在一起的意思。
So this person, this.In the spirit, is the spirit of God comes alongside.
所以这样的一个位格，这样的一个圣灵呢，它是神的灵跟我们在同行，跟我们在一起，这就是圣灵。
Now notice when Jesus was with his disciples, the Holy Spirit had not yet been given.
所以当耶稣在那个时候还在地上和他门徒在一起的时候，圣灵是还没有被赐下来的。
Because he said, "I will give you." Another counselor, future, sometime future, the Lord Jesus, the setting here is on the night that he was betrayed, before he went to the cross, the very night before he went to the cross, he's telling them this.
所以你们，他这里说呢，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
And they were sad that he was going away.
他们很伤心，因为耶稣要走了。
So he's comforting by saying, "I'm going to send you another counselor, another comforter."
所以他就一直在安慰他们。耶稣就跟他们说呢，我还会求父，父会再赐给你们一个安慰的人，保惠师。
As I have been your comforter and your counselor and been with you for 3.5 years,
就像我成为你们的安慰者一样，那在过去的三年半里面。
But I'm leaving now.
那我现在要走了。
But I'm going to send.Another counselor.
但是我会再派一个另外一个保惠师来。
Now the Lord Jesus said to them just a little while before that, "I am the truth."
但是耶稣就说呢，在这之前一点点讲的说，我就是真理。
And he said, "I'm going to send the Spirit of Truth."
然后我就还会再派真理的圣灵也来。
So we see there will be another one come alongside. There will be a continued relationship with the believers.
所以这样的一个后面再来的这个圣灵呢，会让我们在一生当中有一个持续的关系跟神在一起。
And then verse 18, he says, "I won't leave you like orphans."
所以十八节说到呢，我不会撇下你们成为孤儿。
He says, "I will come to you."
我必到你们这里来。
That is.The Lord Jesus will come to them in His Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. You see.
然后这里其实就会说到耶稣会来到他们那里，在圣灵里面来到他们那里。
He says, "Before long, in verse 19, the world will not see me anymore, but you'll see me. And because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father."And you are in me, and I am in you.
十九节说呢，还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
What does all that mean?
那这些都什么意思呢
？The Father, the Son, and the Father, the Father, the Son in the believers, and the believers in the Son.
父在子里面，子在父里面，父在。 这个 信徒的心里面，这个到底是想些什么东西？
How is that all going to be brought about?
这个是怎么理解，什么意思？
By the Spirit of God Himself.
这就是通过神的灵来实现的。
Now, turn over to chapter 16.
往后翻16章。
And verse 5.
16章的五节。
Now he says, Now I am going to him who sent me.
现今我要往差我来的父那里去。
The Lord Jesus was going to the Father, but he was going to go not directly into heaven, he was going to go to the cross of Calvary.
那耶稣呢，他要回去，但他不是去直接回到天父那里去，他要先去经历十字架。
And there he would lay down his life, sacrifice himself. He would, by his own blood, go into the holy place and cleanse that. And then, so that the Holy Spirit could be sent from heaven.
那他要先上十字架，死在十字架上，用自己的血为我们赎了罪，他才能够到天父那边，坐在他的右边。
He says, Now I'm going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, Where are you going?
但他说现今我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间没有人问我你往哪里去。
And he says, because I've said these things, you're filled with grief.
只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。
See, they had followed him. They had given up everything for him. They loved him.
他们跟随他，他们很爱他，他们把一切的东西都给了他。
And now he tells them he's going away.
那现在耶稣说他要走了。
And they're full of grief.
然后他们就满心的忧愁，这些门徒们很忧伤。
But he tells them, but I tell you, verse 7, the truth. It's for your good that I'm going away.
然后第七节才会说呢，我真情告诉你们，我去是对你们有益的。
He said, unless I do go away, the counselor will not come to you.
他说我若不去呢，那保惠师这圣灵啊就不会到你们这里来。
But if I go, I will send him to you.
我若去呢，就会差他来。
That, of course, the comforter or the counselor, that's what he's referred to in chapter 14 as the Spirit of Truth or the Holy Spirit.
所以这里说的保惠师或者安慰师呢，就是在14章提到的神的灵或者叫圣灵。
And notice when the Spirit of God comes, what's he going to do?
所以你会注意到八节圣灵来干什么呢？
He will convict the world of guilt, of sin.
他来了叫世人为罪
in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
为罪为义为审判自己责备自己。
And so, he's going to, the work of the Holy Spirit in the world today is in the, among people, convicting them of sin.
所以今天的圣灵在地上呢是在人的心里呢告诉人他是个罪人。
If you want to become a believer in the Lord Jesus, it's because the Holy Spirit has convicted you that you have a need to be saved.
所以当我们成为基督徒的时候，一定是圣灵在我们里面告诉我们，你是一个罪人，你是有需要，有赎罪的需要的。
See, I could convince you that I'm a bigger sinner than you because you would agree with that.
那我能给你证明我是比你更大的罪人啊！那你必须先得承认你也是个罪人。
But we don't understand God's standard. We don't compare ourselves because in comparing ourselves, one of us might be a bigger sinner than the other, and so what?
所以我们之间的比较其实没有意义。那我因为我们不知道神圣洁的标准有何等的高，所以两个。罪人两个脏的人去互相比其实没有太大的意义。
Well, when the Holy Spirit comes, and you measure yourself by that, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, you're measuring yourself against the standard, the infinite holy standard of God.
所以当圣灵来的时候你是跟神的那个圣洁无限的圣洁的那个标准来比的。
You can say, well, I haven't sinned as much as you have. Why should I become a Christian?
然后你可能会说，我没有像你犯那么多罪，凭什么我不能成为基督徒呢？
But when the Holy Spirit says, God's holiness is much higher than to compare ourselves with men and women.
但圣灵会告诉你，神的圣灵圣洁的标准是如此高，跟人自己所想的那个标准是没有办法比。
So when the Holy Spirit will come, He will convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come.
所以圣灵来会为让人为罪为义为审判自己责备自己。
One verse in John chapter 7.
你再往约翰福音前面七章看一节经文。
Verse
37. 七章的37节。
On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive.
耶稣说这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
Now up to that time the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Now, the Spirit could not be given until the Son is glorified.
圣灵不能被赐下来，除非圣子已经得着了他的荣耀。
He would have to suffer and to die and then be exalted to God's right hand, glorified by God himself.
他必须要先受难，死在十架上，然后被神提到，他的右边，得着了他的荣耀。
The Holy Spirit could not yet be given.
那在那个之前，圣灵是不能被赐下。
Now let me explain a little bit here.
然后我们这里再解释一点。
The Holy Spirit has always been involved in the affairs of men and women.
那圣灵一直是在人和人的所有的事情里面是介入的。
At creation, the Holy Spirit was involved.
那创造圣灵是在的。
And the Holy Spirit all through the Old Testament was involved in the affairs of men and women.
那整个在旧约里面呢，人和男人和女人的这所有的这些历史里事件里面，圣灵也都介入的。
However, the Holy Spirit never indwelt someone in the Old Testament permanently.
但是有一件特别重要的事呢，就是在旧约里面，圣灵从来没有持久地住在一个人里面。
The Spirit of God would come upon men and women in the Old Testament.
那神的灵会临到某一个男人或女人在旧约里面。
And then the Spirit might move away from those persons.
那这个圣灵呢，他会从这个之后呢，会从这个人里面出来。
The Spirit of God could never rest upon a man.
神的灵不能够持续的安息或者待在一个人的身体里，在旧约里面。
And the reason is that we're all sinners.
原因是我们都是罪人。
The Holy Spirit can't rest upon a person because we're sinners.
因为我们是罪人，所以神的灵不能长久的住在我们里面。
It wasn't until the Lord Jesus came, the sinless man, that he came.And you remember when he was baptized, what happened? As some of you can answer that question, what happened?
所以直到他耶稣得着了荣耀，成为这个救赎之后，神的灵才能进到我们心里来。
Whereabouts is that? We should I get so deep into this thing here, I'll never get out. Why are you laughing? These rabbit trails. Yeah, it's a big subject. What we're talking here is a huge subject.
对，我们今天谈的这个话题其实是比较深的一个话题。对
Matthew chapter, it was Luke, I think. Is it not? Keep your finger in John 7. Have you got lots of fingers? Don't worry about that.
我们先约翰七章这个先停一下，我们看马可的。
Luke chapter 3.
路加的三章。
Verse 21.
21节。
When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove.And a voice came from heaven, You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受洗了，也受了洗。正祷告的时候，天就开了，圣灵降在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子。又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
So here's the scene. We have the voice of the Father. We have the Son visible being baptized.And then we have the Spirit of God coming down from heaven in symbolic form as a dove.
所以你会看见三个都有了。我们有从天上来父的声音，我们有圣子，我们有以鸽子这种有形的这种象征的形象下来的圣灵，父子灵在那一刻都在。
And, The Spirit of God use the scriptures using the symbol of a dove as one of the most gentle. It's a symbol of peace, isn't it?
所以用鸽子的象征其实就是和平的象征了，非常温和和平的象征。
And the Holy Spirit, this was the first man that the Holy Spirit could actually rest upon.
所以这是第一个人。因为耶稣是道成肉身，是完全的人，这是第一个人，圣灵能够住在他里面的人。
A David was a man specially chosen of God.
那我们都知道，旧约的大卫王是特别的被神拣选的一个人。
God said, "This is a man after my own heart."
神说这是我所喜悦的哈。
And yet, David, what did he pray?
那大卫怎么祷告呢？
In one of his psalms,
在他的诗篇里面
Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me.
他说主啊不要把从我收回你的圣灵不要在我这里把你的圣灵收回去
Even though David was much beloved by the Lord, the Holy Spirit could not rest on David.
即便大卫是如此被神喜悦的圣灵也不能长久地住在他里面
Because David is a sinner.
因为大卫还是个罪人
But here was the man.
那现在来了一个人
A son of Adam.
那也是人的后裔
Son of Adam's race. The last Adam he's known as.
末后的亚当
And the Spirit of God rests upon him.
那神的灵能够住在他里面
Now that was a sign that was given to John the Baptist.
那这个意象是给那个施洗约翰看的
John the Baptist didn't justuse his natural reasoning to find out that the Lord Jesus was the great one.
那施洗约翰并不是用他逻辑的自然人的逻辑来看见分析出耶稣是那个弥赛亚。
God had spoken to John the Baptist and said, John, when you are baptizing, there's going to come a man. And when you baptize this man, you're going to see the Holy Spirit come from heaven and rest upon him. And that is the sign, John, that this is the Messiah.
所以上帝告诉施洗约翰，就是当他施洗的时候，会有一个人来的时候呢，天开了，会圣灵会降下来，会住在这个人身上。那你看见这个呢？那这个就是那个弥赛亚。
We'll find that again in John's Gospel later on in the chapter that we started months ago. a few hours ago.
对，我们可以回到这个约翰福音。
So,
I just want to mention one thing. When God first made the very first man, Adam, that man was perfect. And the Spirit of God was in that man because he was perfect. When he sinned, the Spirit of God could not live in a dirty, evil, wicked, sinful heart. He departed from him. And ever since that time, all the people born into this earth, his children, his children's children, they were all sinners. So the Holy Spirit could not live in us. Okay? Because we're sinners. But when Christ died for our sins, and when we received him as our personal Savior and accepted his salvation, then God could come and live with us.
Yeah. 就是一开始上帝造亚当和夏娃的时候呢，人是完全的，人是洁净的，所以神的灵是一直住在他里面的。但问题当第一次他犯罪了以后呢，他就堕落了，然后神的灵就不能再住在里面，他只能出来。然后因着我们全都是亚当夏娃的后裔啊，那就所有一代一代一代的，我们全是这个里面生来就是有罪的，那就导致神的灵就不能够长久的住在我们里面啊。那什么时候可以了呢？当耶稣付上了这个代价啊，那这个罪的事情已经过去了，我们得着了神的赦免，从那一刻开始神的灵就可以开始住在我们里面。这就是今天基督徒为什么神的灵可以长久住在他里面的原因。
God has washed us from all our sins. We are clean before God. Because His Son says to the Father, He says, I have paid for His sins. We are clean before God. So we can be sealed with the Holy Spirit. And now God has a dwelling place in a heart that's clean, without sin. Because Christ has paid for that sin. Before, Christ hadn't come. In the Old Testament, the Spirit would come and go and come and go. But He did not reside in the hearts of mankind.
所以在这之前呢，旧约的所有人呢，即便那些先知呢，圣灵都是来了又走，来了又走。这就是为什么大卫会说，求你不要从我收回你的圣灵。就他不能长久的待在里面。他来，临到他，感动他，做事情，写东西，然后又走了。但是我们今天呢，因为在耶稣里的血，我们得洁净了。然后这是一次献上，永远得洁净，所以我们在神面前因着我们的信靠就全然得洁净，直到永恒。所以从那一刻开始，圣灵就能够住在我们里面，一直与我们同在。
One other thing that Eric was saying was that you know the Holy Spirit is a person, and God has created and designed all of His creation like He designed man in His own image. We are like God, and you know.We have a body, you can see me, and you say, there goes Jeet. And I have a spirit inside me, and I have a soul inside me. You cannot see that. You cannot see that. Okay? Those people saw Jesus at that time. They could physically see Him with their eyes. They could not see the Father, they could not see the Holy Spirit. Okay? So anyways, God has designed us. We have a body, we have a spirit, we have a soul.And there's God the Father, there's God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And each one has a different function. My body has a different function than my spirit has.
就是他想努力想解释一下这三位一体的概念啊，就像我们每一个人都有身体，有灵和有魂，所以每一个的部分起到的作用都是不一样的，但是呢，它三个是合起来一起做事情的。你就不能说你身体没有灵，你身体没有魂，你能够魂其实就是理智、意志和情感啊。那他神的这个三位一体也是一样的，就是他有圣父、圣子和圣灵，他是不可或缺的。但是呢，他三个是一体的，是可以一起做事的。
And Jesus said later on in John chapter 14 and verse 6, He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."Now, Jesus came to show mankind the way to God. Okay? And we read, as Eric was reading, the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit convicts us and tells us the truth about ourselves and about how holy God is. And it says that I am the life. Without God, there is no life. If there is no God, there would be no life. None. Zero.There wouldn't be any birds, there wouldn't be any earth, there wouldn't be me and you, There wouldn't be any animals. There would be nothing if there was no God. But because God holds everything and everything exists because He is life.
所以就像约翰福音14章4节讲，他说我就是耶稣说我是道路真理和生命啊。约翰福音6章我是道路14章6节我就是道路真理和生命，若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。所以刚才 Eric 讲到他是真理啊，他也是生命，若没有他呢地上就没有任何的生命，他是呢赐生命的，所以他是在血里为我们救赎，也是让我们重新得回生命。
We read that the fullness of God dwelt within the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, He Himself, the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, they dwelt inside Jesus Christ. He, it's just like me, my spirit, and my soul, my body, they're one. Everything dwells inside this body. And the fullness of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,They are one. But beware, because a lot of religions like the JWs, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they will teach you that the Spirit of God is just a force. It has got no personality, no character, and it's just a force. But it's the part of God. It does a different function than what the Son does. But it is one. There's one, just like I am one.My body does certain things, my spirit, my soul, they do different, they perform different functions.
所以他一直想告诉我们，就是我们是一个合一的啊，是三位一体是合一的。这就为什么耶和华见证人他就告诉你呢，神就是上帝啊，那圣灵就是一个能力，他把圣灵的位格拿掉了，那我这个人我有能力，能力只是我的一个表现，它不是一个独立的位格，它不是一个就像圣灵一样，它是一个独立的位格，所以它是三位一体，它是三个不同的位格，但是它能够合一，这是他刚才想表达的意思。
Okay. Now, the purpose of this little digression is to.Give some context to the person of the Lord Jesus and His coming, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which we introduced in Matthew.
所以这里我们只是想开始介绍一点关于圣灵的这个背景，从马太福音那段经文里开始的。
So what we've seen so far is that the Holy Spirit is a person.
那我们到现在我们看见的一个，我们总结一下呢，第一，圣灵是一个位有位格的，一个单独的位格。
And that the Son would send the Holy Spirit.
那圣子呢会把圣灵拆下来。
Now we're still talking a verse in John chapter 7. We should still probably be there. I don't know if you're still open there or not.
我们再还是先到约翰福音的七章这里哈。
And this is the last verse I'll refer to in this chapter is verse 39.
那39节。
Because the Lord Jesus, He cries out at this feast, and He invites people to come to Him, because He will be the source of the Spirit.
然后他会在这个节期的末日呢，他喊哈，然后让大家到他这里来，因为他是那个赐活水的源头。
He said streams of living water.
他就说是活水的江河哈。
Right. Then in verse 39, he explains by this he meant the Spirit.
39节他说呢，七章39节他说这话是指着。要受圣灵说的。
And who would receive it? It's explained in this verse.
谁会接受圣灵呢?
Those who believed in him would later receive. But when? Later.
那些相信他的人在后来会得着圣灵。什么时候啊?
Notice what it says. Up to that time the Spirit had not been given.Because Jesus since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为是耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
Now the reason is we were talking about the Holy Spirit resting upon this one at his baptism.
那我们讲到呢，在因着受洗呢，圣灵会住在一个人里面。
Now he's died and risen into heaven.
那现在耶稣呢，已经死了，回到天上去了。
And those who believe, the Holy Spirit can come into them and rest in them by faith in the Lord Jesus. Because their sins now have all been forgiven.
那些信了的人，因为他们的罪已经因着他的信得赦免了，所以圣灵就赐下来住在他们里面，直到永远。
What prevented the Holy Spirit resting upon all Adam's race?
那什么阻止了圣灵住在亚当的后裔里面呢？
It was sin.
是罪。
But now, Christ having died, been risen and glorified, those who believe in the Lord Jesus can be indwelt by the Spirit because their sins are all forgiven. God doesn't see them as sinners anymore.
随着耶稣死了，复活升到天上去以后，所有在地上信靠他的人，他的罪都已经得赦免了，所以他们才可能接受耶稣基督，接受耶稣，因着接受耶稣基督，有这个圣灵赐下来住在他们里面。
That's why God views us as sons of God.
这就是为什么上帝看我们是成为儿子。
So once Christ was glorified, He could send the Holy Spirit.
当耶稣得到他的荣耀了以后，他就能把圣灵赐下来。
Now, we want to find out, if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
然后我们看一下哥林多前书的十二章。哥林多前书十二章
，verse 13，
十三节。
It says here, for by one Spirit.Well, I better read it in the New International here.
哥林多前书十二章十三节。
For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的。都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
Now notice, that word "for by one Spirit were we all baptized."
注意这里是讲到是从一位圣灵受洗。
The Spirit of God is not the baptizer.
所以圣灵不是那个施洗的。
Because we read in, didn't we read in Matthew that?He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
所以这就是我们刚刚结束前在马太福音里读到，他会在圣灵里给你施洗。
Matthew or Mark chapter 1 verse 8 as well. Another is twice it's mentioned in the Gospels.
然后马可福音的一章八节也是这么说的。
The word there, the preposition is in. In heni pneumati, which is.In one spirit is literally in. The word in, is the preposition meaning in, not by. Although it has that, usage. Without getting too technical, it's in one spirit.
所以他是在一个圣灵里面施洗的受洗的每一个人。
And that is underlined by the way that the rest of the verse uses a figure of, and that is the idea of drinking into one spirit. Right? We have all been made to drink into one spirit.
然后我们这后面就说了，成了一个身体，都饮于一位圣灵。
Or as it says here in the New International, we're all given the one spirit to drink. In other words, when you drink something, you take it in, don't you?
所以这就像的喝什么东西啊，我们如果喝什么东西，我们总是把它吃进来。
And so we have, as it were, been taken in by the Holy Spirit.
然后我们用这个词呢，就是饮于一位圣灵，把它接到我们心里来。
Now, when that happened, it says here, we were all baptized. That is in the past tense. That means that's an event that happened in the past, at one point in the past. We were all baptized.
这里是个过去式哈，所以我们都一次性的被在一个圣灵里面受洗，都从一位圣灵受洗。
All baptized into one body.
那成了一个身体，一次性的。
Now, who's the we? Here's a little bit of Bible study for you students. You wonder, well, who do we mean we? The apostles and their friends?Or the Corinthian church?
这里我们是指谁啊？我们是指谁？是指当时的保罗和他的朋友们吗？还是当时的哥林多人吗？
Well, sure. How do you know that, though?
Because we all got into one body. The body is the church.
Well, who's the letter addressed to? Look at chapter 1, verse 2.Paul addresses this message, this letter is addressed to the Church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
这个问题的答案在哥林多前书，就同样这一卷书的一章二节里面。就这里面就解释教会是什么，因为刚才说他这里面我们是谁，然后我试着回答说我们就是所有的信徒，因为他这里面说所有的人都是受洗成了一个身体，因为这个身体就是神的教会。然后他就问我，那么教会你是怎么知道教会就是包括所有的信徒的？然后答案就在这个一章二节里面，他这里说，写信给哥林多神的教会，就是在耶稣基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，就是所有求告耶稣基督名的人都是教会的一份子。
So this letter was written to you and to me.
对，就这封信不是只是写给哥林多教会的，是写给你和我每一个信徒的。
That is to everyone in every place that calls on the name of the Lord.
对，他写给每一个在每一处。只要你是求告主耶稣基督的名的人，都是写给你的。
So in verse, going back to chapter 12, verse 13, it says, "For we were all baptized."
所以十二章十三节说，我们都是在过去时候一起受洗的。
The we means every believer in every place.
那我们就是指着每一个任何地方的信徒。
It doesn't say anything about the future.
它并不是在说未来。
God sees the body whole right from the very beginning.
那上帝从一开始就看见了整个一体的教会，所有的人。
God is eternal. He sees the beginning as the same as the end of things.
那上帝是永恒的，所以他穿越时间，他超越时间，他会从头到时间的开始到未来，在他来说是一样的。
He knows every detail that the future might bring.
他知道每一个未来会出来的细节。
And he knows every believer that will trust the Lord Jesus Christ.
他也知道每一个那个信徒会信靠他的信徒。
And when Jesus baptized, sent the Holy Spirit into the world on the day of Pentecost, they were all baptized into one body.
所以当耶稣
all of us.
被差来在五旬节的耶稣走了以后，那个五旬节圣灵被拆来的时候，所有的 这一刻所有的圣灵所有的神的孩子都是在那一刻在圣灵里受洗。
Acts chapter 2。
使徒行传二章。使徒行传二章。
We read there that was on the day of Pentecost.
我们都这里读到那个
verse 1,
五旬节的时候哈。
They were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
所以五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然有天上，从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
So that, without going into a lot of detail here, the point I want to make on this scripture is that on the day of Pentecost is the first time we read in scripture,of the disciples all being filled with the Holy Spirit.
So, 那我们其他的细节先不讲啊，就是使徒行传里面这一章的这个部分是圣经里第一次提到所有的门徒一次性的被圣灵充满。
But for notice back in verse, or chapter 1 verse 4. Acts chapter 1 verse 4.
我们回再往前到使徒行传的一章四节。
And what he tells us is on one occasion while he's eating with them, he gave this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you've heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
约翰和他们聚集的时候呢，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但过不多日，你们要受圣灵的洗。”
And that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They were baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这就是五旬节的时候发生的事情，他们是在圣灵里受洗的。
It was the gift and promise of the Father. It was the Son who did the baptizing.And they were baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这是一个从父赐下来的礼物，是圣子来施洗的，每一个人是在圣灵里面来受洗的。
Just as when John baptized with water, the water didn't baptize the disciples. The water didn't baptize the disciples. Neither does the Spirit baptize believers.
对，这就像约翰是用水施洗。这个水不是一个主体去洗人的，那一样的那个，我们是在圣灵里受洗，那这个圣灵也不是那个主体来洗我们的。
So instead, as John baptized repentant sinners into water, the Lord Jesus baptized the whole body, the whole church into one body on the day of Pentecost.
所以这就像是约翰把一切悔改的人在水里受施洗一样，那耶稣是把整个教会，在圣灵里面施洗。
Okay, one problem remaining.
那还有一个问题。
You like problems, don't you?
你会很喜欢问题。
Yes. You like problems?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
让帮我翻译一下。圣灵的。信徒是就是在所有的信徒领受圣灵，那这个是永久的。但圣灵的能力，刚才我们说那个使徒行传，那使徒行传十九章，还有使徒行传第八章，使徒行传十九章一到八节，还有使徒行传八章十四到十七节，这个时候就尤其使徒行传十九章，这个时候是以弗所教会，以弗所教会和初代教会已经相隔几十年了，就是保罗建立以弗所教会，那这个时候以弗所教会的信徒，他们受奉主耶稣基督的名，他们受了洗， 但是他呢还没有，那个时候还没有收圣灵的洗，然后呢在以弗所在使徒行传，然后这个保罗他们就按手在这些信徒的身上，然后他们就可以说方言，可以讲预言。但这个是不是就是一个圣灵的能力，就圣灵的恩膏、圣灵的浇灌和这个从信徒一受洗，他们就圣灵住在里边，这个是不是应该是不同的两个？
The disciples at Ephesians, they didn't take the baptism from Holy Spirit. From verse 1 to verse 7. You know that, right? What that means, this is the power of the Holy Spirit get to them, or they, at that time they get the baptism from Holy Spirit. So it refers to the power or the Holy Spirit.
The power of the Holy Spirit. Both, they're both the same. Both the Holy Spirit is powerful.
Right? Yeah, but here, In verse 4, Paul said John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus.
Right.
When Paul placed his hand on them, the Holy Spirit came on them. And they spoke in tongues and the prophecies.
Now, I think, see, our time is gone. Throughout the book of Acts, you must remember, the book of Acts is a beginning. It's a transitional book from the Old Testament to the New. There's much doctrine is being changed from a Jewish-centered religion to Christ. From the ceremonies to the person, right? So there's a transitional period throughout the whole book of Acts. And there are four instances of the coming of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts. We don't have time to do that in 2 minutes, because I have a very important point that I want to make before that I want to finish off my little spiel on the Holy Spirit. Maybe next week I'll discuss it with, we could talk about that, but there's four basic comings of the Holy Spirit, or the giving of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts. There was to the Samaritans, right? The house of Cornelius. Of course, there was Day of Pentecost, and then there was these disciples of John in chapter 19. But those are special cases.
So, 第一卷书讲到使徒们的那个故事，然后这个里面有四个例子，讲到按手圣灵赐下来的这个过程，这都是非常特殊的情况。所以，但是我们今天没有时间一个一个去讲那个使徒们按手，但这个是特例，不是后面普遍的例子，因为那个时候是从犹太教里面往外走的，他是要带着那批。这是有特殊历史背景的那个例子，所以今天没有足够的时间一个一个来分析，所以他想把今天时间关系，他想把最后一点他的内容讲完了，回头或者下一次或者我们之后再来分享那个。
Yes, there's a very reasonable explanation for each of those occurrences.
所以每一个都有非常合理的解释，告诉人们是到底是什么原因。
For example, in the house of Cornelius, they were baptized after they heard the word of God. They were the first Gentiles to be brought into the church. There had to be something special for the introduction of the Gentiles into the church.
对，比方说哥尼流是第一个外邦人受洗的。所以在他家里按手以后赐下的圣灵的那些彰显的那个能力，他是第一个外邦人，所以要给他看见他的那个表现。对。
In the case of the Samaritans, the Jews and Samaritans hated each other, right? And the Samaritans, when they believed, there had to be a reconciliation. That's why the the Samaritans had to receive the gospel and the Holy Spirit from Jewish apostles. And they had laid their hands on them. And then they received the Holy Spirit, not before. Otherwise, there might be a divide in the church. Right?
撒玛利亚也是一样，就撒玛利亚人按手，因为撒玛利亚人以前跟犹太人这个冲突太大，它是完全两个不同的，一群人啊。然后他们在这个过程当中，也是因为要给他们看见一个很明显的彰显，才有这个喝圣灵的这个能力显现。
Yeah, no. So I want to finish off. There's reasons. We could go through it, but it would take us maybe an hour to go through.
对，我可能要花一个小时才能把这个东西讲完啊。这个实在时间原因啊。
But I just want Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
那我们看一下以弗所书的一章，一章十三节。
You see.
一章十三节，对，以弗所书一章十三节。
Remember when we talked about in John that the work of the Holy Spirit in the world would convince people of sin？
啊，我们都知道，在约翰福音里面讲到，真理的圣灵会让我们为罪为义啊，自己责备自己。
And when a person is convinced of sin, they're convinced that God is holy and it's His standard we have to meet.
当一个人被证明自己里面的声音告诉自己是个罪人的时候，他就看见神圣洁的标准很高，我们达不到。
And so, a person is convicted of their sin and they read in the scriptures or someone tells them about Jesus that He died for their sins.
然后呢，当他自己知道自己是个罪人的时候呢，有人告诉他关于耶稣基督。关于耶稣基督为他的罪死了。
They hear the word of truth.
那他就知道，他就听见了真理。
And, but you see, and then they believe the word of truth.
然后呢，他就相信，接受了这个真理。
They receive Jesus Christ.
他把耶稣接到他的心里。
Now, before they believed, God knew that they were going to believe, but He didn't influence that.
但在他信之前呢，上帝知道他会信，但是上帝没有干预这个过程。
Everybody that comes to Jesus does so of their own free will.
那每一个来到耶稣面前接受他的人，都是从自己的自由意志里面去接受他的。
So when do we get the Holy Spirit?
那我们从哪得到这个圣灵呢？什么时候
？If God knew before we were saved that we're going to be having the Holy Spirit because we were already baptized 2,000 years ago.
如果上帝已经知道我们会得救啊，然后我们甚至是以一个教会的整体，在两千年前就在圣灵里受洗了。
In practice, when do we get the Holy Spirit? When we believe.
那我们什么时候？
Look at verse 13.
得到这个圣灵。
Ephesians 1 verse 13.
那在就是我们信靠的那一刻啊，以弗所书一章十三节。
He says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
所以十三节说，你既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。
And that word of truth is summed up in these words, the gospel of your salvation, the good news of your salvation.
这就是得救的福音呢。真理的道就是得救的福音。
And then he says, next thing is, having believed that, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
既然信他呢，你们就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
A seal is a sign, the old sign of ownership.
印记是古老的那个方式啊，就标明这个主权的方式。
God puts his stamp on it.
上帝把他的印敲在上面。
And you're indwelt, you become a child of God.
那你就成为神的儿女了。
The Holy
敲了一个印。
The Holy Spirit can now rest upon you.
神的灵可以住在你里面。
In another place it says, "Don't grieve the Holy Spirit, whereby you have been sealed until the day of redemption."
那所以另外一个地方说呢，不要使圣灵担心，因为你是被神的印所印的。
Now the Lord Jesus said, John the Baptist said, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以约施洗约翰说呢，他指着耶稣说，他会用圣灵来给你施洗。
But he also said, and with fire.
啊，以及用火来与你给你施洗。
That doesn't refer to the fire on the day of Pentecost. That was, they were like tongues of fire. It wasn't fire. The real fire that he's talking about.
他不是在讲一个真的火啊，他说这个是像火一样。
The real fire he's talking about is the fire of eternal damnation.
那真正的火是在永恒的审判里才有的。
It speaks of the lake of fire.
那是指火湖啊。
Because it says there in Matthew, again, Matthew chapter 3, if you're good, we'll just close with this. Matthew chapter 3, to finish off, and I'm sorry to have to rush through like this.
那我们再回到马太福音的三章。
Matthew chapter 3 again. No.
Yes, 3:11.
3:11?
3:11 to 12.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he says, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Verse 12, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering wheat into his barn. There's his ones that are saved. The kernel of wheat that fell into the ground and the harvest there, he will gather his harvest into heaven. But he says he'll burn up the chaff with unquenchable fires. And there he's referring to the fact that there was a mixed company. There was those that were truly saved or truly repented and were baptized by John. And then there was those Sadducees and Jews, Pharisees and Sadducees, who he called broods of vipers.
所以这里十二节讲到的，用簸箕扬他的场啊，麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。讲的就是两种人，一种是得救的，像麦子；一种是法利赛人、撒都该人那样，他拒绝的，那他就是像糠一样，最终的结局就是火。
So the fire speaks of the judgment at the great white throne, when the dead, small and great, are going to stand before Him, the Lord Jesus.
那火呢，就是指着最终的审判的那个火湖。
And whoever was not found written, their names written in the Lamb's book of life were cast into the lake of fire.
那所有在羔羊生命册上没有记下的，那都被丢到火湖里。
So if you hear his voice, if you hear his voice, open your door, open the door of your heart and receive that one who will seal you by the Holy Spirit and give you eternal salvation.
那我们听见他声音呢，我们就是要打开我们的心，让他把他接进来，那成为他的孩子，成为他的儿女。我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的父，亲爱的主，谢谢您赐给我们救恩，更谢谢您让我们明白您关于圣灵的真理。父啊，也求您让我们愿意信靠您，您就把圣灵赐给我们，让他长久地住在我们里面，成为我们的保惠师，成为我们随时的安慰和帮助。父啊，也求您保守慧文姊妹回国的路程，也保守她在这一路上的平安，也在国内一切事情里都有您的灵与她同在，帮助她，祝福她，让她在凡事上都能够借着信心来到您的面前，我要得着您的帮助。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，求您洁净我们的饮食。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。